This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Plenty of parents around the state now are being thrust into a homeschool environment. The schools are still going to be open, but we heard our Premier, Gladys Berejiklian, request that if your kids can stay home, that they do. This, of course, means you're wanting to keep their education going while they're in a home environment. So how do you do it? Cluey Learning offer online resources to homeschools already, and they've just released a series of free guidance resources for those who are trying to work this out for the first time. Dr. Selena Samuels is their Chief Learning Officer, and she explains here how to make sure it doesn't affect your children's assessments going forward, but also how to structure an online school day at home.
I think the first thing is that you need to keep a structure that is as much like school structure as possible, that is, start at the same time as kids would have started school. Keep that morning routine as much the same as possible, because I think it's starting the day with that view that this isn't a holiday, this is working space, and time is important. And I've also given the advice to keep the spaces as sort of delineated as you can. For lots of families, they're going to be using the kitchen table, of course, and mum and dad are probably going to be working from the kitchen table too. But to keep the sort of breakfast debris away and just create a sense and a space and an attitude about learning, I think it's a really important start. Some schools have said that kids should keep their school uniform on. I think that may be asking a bit much, to be honest.
Yeah, if you don't have to do the ironing, you don't need to.
Indeed, but I think probably in clothes, not pyjamas.
Yeah.
Let's all just get dressed.
That is adulting advice 101 right there. But I think a lot of parents too, they'll find it perhaps a challenge to get the kids engaged in the digital learning environment. If we're watching TV or games on our devices, we're probably a little bit more inclined to stay tuned to it. But if you're doing education through those same devices, how can you keep your kids attentive and engaged in what's going on?
Good question. The first thing is, I don't believe we're going to be seeing kids sitting and doing 6 hours of school through a screen. It's not really going to be like that, because that doesn't work. So you can't just take school and move it online. You've actually got to approach it from a different perspective. So, for example, at Cluey, we certainly don't expect whether we provide absolutely all the components of school. It's more that what happens in those lessons, if they have synchronous learning time from school, is that that will be a real focus on those fundamental curriculum skills, as I've said, literacy and numeracy, those sorts of really key things. And then you might find that a lot of the school day is much less direct instruction from the point of view of the parent, and much more children getting on with preparation, reading, doing a project, that sort of thing. I imagine that a lot of schools will be sending home much more project-based work for kids to get on with, which will enable parents to supervise and participate, but not necessarily be the teacher, which I think is what they're so nervous about.
And you are going to need that variety as well, just to help kids pay attention and manoeuvre through the day. One of the things I think on parents' minds, particularly for high school students and those doing the HSC this year, is how to reduce the impact on assessments and those very crucial kind of stages in our education. What's your recommendation there?
Well, at the moment, we're being told that all the, other than that plan, of course, that all the major assessments are going to go ahead as planned. I think that while the older students are probably going to be more self-directed than the younger ones and more focused, they're actually going to need more nurturing. It's sort of counterintuitive, but I think they are going to need the nurturing of parents. I think it's very important that parents make themselves familiar with the tasks that your kids are doing, that with their assessments, and communicate with the teachers if that's possible, focusing on those key assessments at the expense of other things. And given that kids won't be going out, so they'll actually have more time to study, I think that's going to be very important. Look for support as well. I don't think parents should feel that they are doing this on their own, because they're all in the same boat. So look for resources. Obviously, we are one, Cluey is one resource, and there are other resources as well that will enable parents to feel a little bit more supported.
And do you have any tips for whether it's teachers or parents in creating strong online content? What would you recommend?
Look, I think there are lots and lots of resources out there. But the real challenge is not to create the resources. The challenge is to make sure that students know what they should do with those resources. So lots of resources out there, but being a passive consumer of material isn't the same as learning. Learning is an active engagement. So the important thing for teachers and, for that matter, for parents is to make sure that if kids are looking at something online, if they're watching a film or if they're whatever they may do, that you actually get them to do something with that information, to repurpose it and to apply it. And that lays the neural pathways for learning. So if you're encouraging your children to watch something on YouTube, get them to do something with that information, write a story, write an essay, tell you something about it. And that's what will actually make them learn from it.
Dr. Selena Samuels from Cluey Learning. You can find more of their free resources and tips at clueylearning.com.au.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.